Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew, and tonight I'd like to welcome activist against Agenda 21 and founder of StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares. She exposes the global man-made corporate and military-controlled technologies, weaponized frequencies, and other methods used by the elite for global population reduction. Deborah, how are you doing tonight?
Well, Chris, thanks for having me on. I am now just about 3 days out of being inundated with smoke here in Northern California, where we have had multiple fires for over a year, and where we are promised that there will be fires on a regular basis. There will no longer be a quasi-fire season. That fire season will be all year round. Now, I just want to say something right now because, as I said, the fires have just been put out of the devastated town of Paradise. And today is November the 27th of 2018. So we are currently in an active crime scene here with the fires, which are being investigated by the perpetrators, the creators of these fires. So I'm going to talk to you about what I mean by that, the evidence behind that, because certainly I also went through the fires of October 2017 here in Northern California as well. Many of you may have seen the YouTube that we posted a few years ago called Plan to Burn Up Northern California, Plan to Burn Up Northern California. There is a half-hour version of that plan where I am talking to the County Board of Supervisors after the horrific fires here in 2017. I would ask that everyone share that YouTube, understand the enormity of the crimes that we face, because we are being told in all of the documents that you'll hear me touch upon that crises will occur, and they are, because of the weaponization and the stealth maneuvering of technologies that they deny. So again, I'm going to go over why I say we're in an active crime scene, and that it is, in fact, being investigated by the perpetrators. Yes, Pacific Gas...
Now, before we get into that, Deborah, can we get a little bit about your background and kind of what got you started investigating with these crimes that we're facing?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, I've been doing this now for many, many years, investigating. I'm an investigative researcher, and it all started for me literally decades ago. We were in our family-owned and operated construction business in Southern California, and we were noticing some peculiar changes with getting plans approved and being able to build, and things were not making sense with being able to build for the market area that we were wanting to build in. And so I didn't have time to research it at those during those days, because being entrepreneur and self-employed business and having a family, we were just trying to survive in our business. It was when we retired that we started to look into this, and I looked back into why some of the aspects of building were becoming more difficult. That led into the smart meters when literally told us a lie. And when we were told that disinformation, it jarred me to the core, because as a representative of the smart meter organization in Edison International, I could not fathom that they were being dishonest. And that just we went up to Southern California, we went up to Northern California, and we asked Pacific Gas and Electric some information. And what that pertained to was whether they had an environmental impact study on the deployment of the smart meters. They didn't. And we found that it was a full deployment to the entire customer base. And we found that there was no URL or surge protectors. And as builders, we would never build anything that was not fully certified. We would never have wanted to put anyone in harm's way. And we would have likely not gotten occupancy permits. We found out that all of that and the consequences of that was uninsurable. And that led down a very nasty road into looking at smart meters. I started a website called refusesmartmeters.com. And then that went into a website called smartmetersmurder.com. And during those days when we were discovering that the electromagnetic frequencies were causing cellular jamming of our cells and many other symptoms, we started literally piling information into our different websites. We host a couple of major websites now, although we have others as well. The main website is stopthecrime.net. We have a YouTube channel there, and we're providing updates and YouTubes as we're discovering more aspects of this global takedown that is occurring, that we're all realizing in many different ways, aspects of some insanity that's happening. We also host the website primarywater.org. The best news you're going to hear from me is that water is a renewable. We are not running out. And the plans for the globalists to create the illusion of running out of water is going to lead into complete rationing and the monopoly of water turning into the building of more wastewater treatment plants. Wastewater is sewer and urine water. There is no ability to remove all of the pharmaceuticals out of that treated wastewater. And they want to serve that back up into our municipal water supply for drinking and more. And so as we walk through some of the aspects of what I believe everyone does need to know, understand everything is document-based. There has never been anything that we have discussed that is our opinion or our idea of what may happen. We stand on documents. And when I mean we stand on documents, we stand on documents. And because of our prior business, we became and are very familiar with plans that all of our cities have adopted. So we're not looking at documents that are willy-nilly out in the internet, in the world either. We're talking about documents that your cities have approved, and all your towns, your city councils in the counties, villages, states, throughout the entire world. Specifically, these plans are entitled climate action plans or resilient plans. You can type in the name of your city followed by climate action plan and resilient plan on the same search bar, and you will find the climate action plan. Why am I saying this, and why is this so important? You need to know this. Because it's in these plans that are telling you the kind of weather events you're going to experience unless you reduce your greenhouse gas emissions or your CO2 emissions. But in the plans that we research, many of the plans will tell you it will not matter how much you reduce your greenhouse gas emissions or your CO2, it will not change the weather. Because I'm hoping that all of you that are listening understand that geoengineering, aka climate change, is the large scale intentional manipulation of the Earth's climate.
Yes.
With weather weapons.
Yes, exactly.
And with that, I'm going to refer to a CIA. I guess not. I'm going to refer to
Deborah, you were breaking document. Up for a second. I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were wanting to ask me a question, but perhaps not.
You were going to refer me to a website?
Well, then I don't know where we exactly broke up, but I was going to refer everyone to a document, and it's entitled CIA 1960. That's the year 1960 memorandum for climate control. And that's imperative that everybody understand what is behind the weaponization of the climate and why the fires are starting, why we have toxic red algae blooms, and why we have the shoreline eroding, why we have burning rays of the sun, additional molds and mildews, a deficiency in vitamin D, many autoimmune diseases, why we're experiencing and being served up recycled, privatized water, as I talked about urine and poop water, and why we're going to experience earthquakes and more tsunamis, what fracking is really all about. It's poisoning the aquifer and creating earthquakes as well. Why we're experiencing all kinds of weather events, the wildfires to the tornadoes to the hurricanes, etc. And everyone needs to understand the fundamental disinformation about the need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and CO2 emissions. It's very, very important to understand that the main reason for air pollution is all of these weapons of mass destruction being allowed to occur and causing the rise of CO2 and the decrease of oxygen, which is causing and will cause global suffocation. So what we need to understand is that we need CO2, the plants need CO2 in order to provide us with oxygen, which is being reduced. The plant material is being reduced. They're telling us here in California, for example, that we're going to have to start rationing our water here by 2020 to 55 gallons per person per day. We've had many people attempt to reduce their water consumption just to see where they fell with meeting that limited amount. And try as they may, one person in a house was only able to get it down to 190 gallons per day. When they called the water agency, they were told, well, you're going to have to stop watering all your exterior landscaping. Important to note that I've interviewed people in Ireland. There are drones that fly overhead that look and search for water cheats. People in Ireland have a hose bib ban, or hose pipe ban, as they call it. That means not able to use hoses. And they're able to water their backyards with watering cans. Not too many months back, there was a headline that said Dublin, Ireland, will run out of water in 70 days. Of course, that has long gone and passed. They, of course, did not run out of water in 70 days. The Irish people have always received their water for free because they receive an abundance of rainwater. And when the utility was attempting to put water meters, they had what they call the Irish night ferries go through the neighborhoods and dismantle the water meters. That stopped the deployment. I can tell you right now here in the United States, wireless water meters are being deployed now. So I would certainly call your utility company in the town where you live and find out when they're going to be putting in the wireless water meters. This is a takeover. This is literally massively rationing your ability to get to water. One of the solutions around that, as you will find on primarywater.org, is that we're not running out of water. And certainly not suggesting that we waste water. But we've got to get to primary water. So for those that are able to, I would highly that you understand primary water. There's a YouTube Primary Water Explained. So Chris, what are your main concerns? What are you hearing where you're living, and what are folks?
Where I'm living, it's relatively calm. I'm not seeing much, but I report events from around the world. I report extreme weather, volcanoes, earthquakes, everything that's going on, and it has ramped up like the likes of I have never seen before. And you know, just recently we've had the crazy fires in California that are, you know, anything but natural. And I mean, I guess we should start there. Let's start with the fires. Talk a little bit about that and what you've learned in your research about that.
Well, yes, absolutely. What we know, because we have fire chief whistleblowers that have talked about the abnormality of the fires. They've never fought fires that have burned as hot and as rapid as the fires are burning now. And sadly, the firefighters' first line of defense and fire management now is evacuation. So they're going in and evacuating entire towns and literally trying to save lives, not so much property. In fact, here in the October 2017 fires in the Santa Rosa area, firefighter whistleblowers have informed us that they were told to stand down. And in fact, the fire perimeter was much further than the fires were allowed to burn. Now, we lost about 5,200 homes in the Santa Rosa area alone. And during multiple fires that fateful night in a number of various counties, we lost a total of 8,000 properties, homes, and commercial buildings. Of course, that has now been surpassed, sadly, by the recent fires in the town of Paradise. There are upwards around 13,000 homes lost, well over, it looks like, 100 lives lost. We're not certain. Again, it is a current active crime scene. We know that the Rothschild smart grid has been involved. That means the smart electric meters that were deployed on homes.
Right.
We know that that is a an energy weapon. And we know that along with using black ops helicopters, satellites shooting lasers and maser beams, along with incendiary metal pellets, arsons on the ground, lots of mind control puppets involved as well, mind control being an enormous problem now with our ability to think and having people set up to do deeds that they're not even aware that they're being conscripted to do. And of course, then the amped up weather events. In the instance of the Carr fire here in Northern California, that was the fire in Redding. We were told by the sheriff that they weren't able to immediately address any aerial support until they cleared all of the drones out of the airspace. They didn't know where the drones came from. Well, drones are, of course, used too for assisting with the burn. We're the enemy. You have to understand, Senate Report 93549 has made that extremely clear, because you may be hearing all of this, have a gut sense that things are awkward, aren't right, abnormal. They are awkward, not right, and abnormal, because we, in fact, are the enemy and we're being attacked. And I guess initially everybody needs to understand that we're USA Inc. In fact, we're Earth Inc. And what that means for the United States specifically is when we were bankrupted back in 1933, the receivers of the U.S. bankruptcy were the international bankers and the United Nations and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. And to this date, every single United States office, officials, departments have been operating within a de facto status in name only under annually extended national state of emergency. The federal government exists in name only. And the illusion of voting, the illusion of elections, the illusion of electing your local city councils, your county board of supervisors, it's an illusion. They're all running UN Agenda 21 and 2030 policies through your cities without any questions to that at all. The enormity of what you're hearing me talk about certainly can cause a lot of sadness. People can resist it, thinking this can't be true. But everything that I'm talking about is fully verifiable, and I invite you to listen to the many, many YouTubes that we've put up and out over the years on stopthecrime.net. You can also just type in my name, Deborah Taveras. You'll find additional information as well. But getting back to the of lands. This is a forced relocation program to literally move us into the mega cities that are being developed here in the United States, of which there will be 11. We will be posting up on stopthecrime.net a new wildlands map that will show the global mega cities and the forced relocation of populations into those cities. Now, not everybody is going to make it into those cities, because there will be, and there has been, as you have noticed, quite a bit of destruction, death, etc. And So I want to talk specifically about some documents that are important for everybody to understand.
Definitely.
Yeah. So back in 2015, when I posted that two-hour video, Plan to Burn Up Northern California, I talked about two plans. One was the plan that Pacific Gas and Electric, our utility company here in Northern California, was caught in admitting to in an email download that they certainly did not mean to have released to the public, but it was. And I'm going to just, you can listen to Plan to Burn Up Northern California, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time right now going into the detail of that, except I am going to read one of the paragraphs out of this email exchange, keeping in mind that our utilities across the country and globally are run by Rothschild and Company. So when we found out the Pacific Gas and Electric was indeed run by Rothschild, and then we found out Edison International was the same thing, and we started to look across the country, it made sense that the United States was not hardened up against an electromagnetic pulse, because we're being left wide open for absolute devastation and destruction. We are being asset stripped, and the United States is in grave danger. Everyone in this country, in fact, globally, are in grave danger. The United States is not the only country or continent that's being attacked. Coastlines around the world are being attacked. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I'm going to read you a paragraph. You can find this email on stopthecrime.net under Hot Topics. And this is from a man from Pacific Gas and Electric by the name of Brian Cherry. And he said this: "We are," this is PG&E. This is a quick note going to the California Public Utility Commission. So here's what PG&E Brian Cherry has to say. "We are, for the first time, to propose a solar generator in space that will beam RF waves down to a receptor site and convert it to DC current. We have changed our receptor site from Mojave Desert to Sebastopol." Now, this would be in Northern California, where Pacific Gas and Electric is located. "So what we discovered," again, this email was dated 2011, "what we discovered was the solar generator in space, which is Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N. It is a corporation in Southern California that Pacific Gas and Electric contracted with, that and it did work with Rothschild for the purpose of space-based weapons, directed energy satellites that provide California power and weather." And what Solaren says in this document dated 2009 is weaponizing commercial space-based solar power satellites. And it says, "Solaren Corp, that's based in Manhattan Beach," that's again in Southern California, "holds a couple of patents for transmitting microwave directed energy from space to pinpoint locations on Earth." It lists the patent numbers, and just very briefly, one of the patents, one of the two patents, says that solar powered satellite will generate a powerful microwave radio frequency beam focused on an array of collector antennas where it will be transformed to electrical power supplied to Pacific Gas and Electric, that is Rothschild. The second patent talks about a solar-powered satellite will generate a powerful microwave radio frequency beam to control the weather by heating deployments of aluminum oxide or other conductive particles, particulates sprayed from aircraft. The patent describes the methods steering. And if you look at Rothschild's working with companies patenting the control and use and weaponization of the weather, you see the results of the hurricanes, et cetera, that we all face. There's also another bulletin that we discovered. It is entitled Weather Modification Operations in California. So when you hear me say California, don't think exclusively of California. These are programs that are being used on everyone everywhere. So again, weather modification operations in California. This was October 1st, 1963 to September 30th of 1964. And this report was issued in May of 1965. It is bulletin number 16-64. You can look it up. It says the state of California, the resources agency, Department of Water Resources, who would ever imagine finding weather modification programs under a water resource agency? So the purpose of this water resource was that, of course, the utilities were looking for cloud seeding to benefit the hydroelectric performance of their dams so that they could produce additional electricity. But it went well beyond that. They talked about the target area in this document, but what I found interesting by the father of our current governor, Governor Brown here in California, was a letter to then Governor Brown dated March of 1965, and it said weather modification operations in California, again from 1963 to 64, reports upon project operations conducted during this period by agencies licensed by the state. This is the latest of a series of similar reports which have been published periodically since 1955. So keeping in mind what you just heard, the state is licensing weather modification companies. And they go on to say that during this time period covered by this bulletin, there were 9 projects involving weather modification operations, which were undertaken in California. And these were accomplished by the majority of the operators who were licensed by the department for such activities. So we go on to read in here that they were planning to cloud seed. They talk about the cloud seeding operations that started in July of 1947 through June of 1962. And that was published by the State Water Resources in 1955. And weather modification operations discusses how they would use aerosol spraying for cloud seeding. Now, because all these programs have been successful in creating rain, it would be only obvious to understand that there could have been created rain artificially to put these fires out. They chose not to. This was an accelerated burn with many of the aspects of the chemtrailing involved, which includes aluminum oxide, which is an accelerant. So this could have been put out. It wasn't. We are the enemy. We are being massively transitioned into and off of our lands. That is what's happening. This is the Wildlands Project on steroids. So they talk in the report too how they also used an airborne disbursement as well. And so this report is very interesting. And then you follow that report by a quote, which is extremely important to understand just how far these systems have advanced and how long ago they were worked on and what an enormous secret has been able to be maintained by our de facto government structure so that they could perpetrate crimes upon us and tell us it's not happening. So here's a quote that is very important. It is a quote from the United States Secretary of Defense, William S. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, in April of 1997. Now I have a quote list on stopthecrime.net under Hot Topics. You can also sign up for stopthecrime.net and get our email blast. We'll get quotes so that you're not dumped into all of this so quickly as I'm trying to put forth right now so that all of you can hear what is happening. But the quote by the Secretary of Defense, Cohen, in 1997, where he said this, and I quote him, "Others are engaging even in an eco type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves." So it's important to understand that Secretary Cohen made this statement at a conference on terrorism back in 97, weapons of mass destruction, and the U.S. strategy in his official capacity as the U.S. Secretary of Defense. So he did not take a position when he said this quote, that this could happen, may happen. He says, is it, and the word are, it is happening. They are doing this. So there are many other quotes associated with slip-ups in the media that ended up becoming quotes, but just too outrageous, sadly, for most people to believe. Now we're at a point in time where a friend of mine used to always say, it's reality, not illusion, that will determine what the future will bring. So for all of you that are hearing this, and it may sound outrageous, it is outrageous, but it is reality. And it is no longer illusion or delusion that will determine what all of our futures will be. So we've got to wake people up. We've got to shake people out of the stupor. Certainly, we have to look at ways in which to accomplish that. That's certainly getting out of the weaponized food supply that has lobotomized many people. We're massively overweight, which certainly promotes a brain fog and sluggishness. People don't feel well. And then they're drinking toxic water, lots of sodas. We've really literally become addicts to a variety of corporate food supplies that were, in fact, put in place to make money and to keep us in a vegetative state so that we would not be aware and see what is happening. Otherwise, had we seen this years back, certainly it would not have advanced to the level that we now are all experiencing and living in. So I have an earthquake advisory. This is dated 11/25 of 2018, hot off the press. We're being told that there are 68 San Francisco high-rises that have potential flaws prone to crack in quakes. So what are they talking about? They're saying some of the high-rises in San Francisco that were built between 1964 and 1989 have faulty welding with some of their steel connections, their horizontal beams that are fused together. And they say that they will rupture during an earthquake. Well, we know that earthquakes now, they've told us, can be created with directed energy weapons. Also, they can be created by the operating of geothermal plants. I have a YouTube up. I would recommend everybody listen to this, pay close attention. It's entitled Earthquakes, Geysers Exploited by Drilling, world's largest geothermal plant in California. It's only 45 miles from Bohemian Grove. So some of you that are aware of Bohemian Grove, this world's largest geothermal operation is right near Bohemian Grove and about an hour from where we live. So what we're experiencing are multiple effects of earthquakes in the geyser area. There are boreholes that they've drilled into the magma to capture the steam, which they're converting to energy. But it is far worse than that. Just like the Puna, P-U-N-A, geothermal plant on the Hawaiian island, which nearby was that volcanic eruption here not that far back. It has been proven that that operation was run by Rothschild, and that because of the diagonal drilling of that geothermal plant, they exacerbated the eruption of the volcano in Hawaii. You can see that on stopthecrime.net. You were going to ask me a question, Chris?
Well, I wanted to go back to the smart meters for a moment. I'd like you to talk a little bit about that. They seem to have this push for smart meters globally right now. You there, Deborah?
Yeah. Yes. Did you cut out?
I was talking about smart meters. There seems to be just a push globally to get these smart meters in every home.
Well, it's not a push. It's what Rothschild and the corporate structure are deploying globally. And they want this on every structure that currently has a meter. And it is, for those that don't understand what we're talking about. It's the replacement of your old analog electric meter, where your meter reader would come out and read your meter on a monthly basis, and then you would receive a bill. Well, they're saying for the ease of reading your meter, that they will be putting in a smart meter. It is all wireless, and the meter readers are now losing their jobs. The meters are extremely dangerous. They send pulsed frequencies. They can cause brownouts. They can start your houses on fire. They were all part of the involvement in the fires that we experienced here in Northern California. In fact, you can type in your search bar, smart meter fires. You will have a cascade of fires in a variety of countries where the smart meters burn down homes. They are a part of the overall control grid and frequencies that will disable people mentally. We are all frequencies. We are beings of frequencies. And these pulsed, increased frequencies that are being delivered into our homes through the wires, through our smart meters, end up causing cellular disruption. And I'm not talking about cell phones. I'm talking about cells in your body. Really do cause jamming of your cells, that they're unable to communicate with one another, and they cause cell death and many, many symptoms as you die slowly. And the doctors, the medical society has no knowledge of frequencies, is not able to treat it without any knowledge, and they don't have the knowledge because the FCC is literally run by Crown Castle out of England. The FCC is run by Google and Crown Castle out of England. We have nothing to do with the FCC. It is a global extermination grid that is being set up. And I would recommend that you go to stopthecrime.net, go and download our symptom page so that you'll understand the variety of symptoms that most people are currently already suffering from. We're talking about things as fundamental as confusion to short-term memory loss, inability to focus, brain fog. Of course, food creates a lot of that as well. But headaches, migraines, vision disruption, along with these frequencies of the smart grid and the vision disruption, we also have the new LED light rollout, which is also causing macular degeneration and retina degeneration, as well as reducing the melatonin so that you don't get into the deep REM sleep that you need at night. All of these things are set to diminish our capabilities to survive as humans, and it affects your animals as well. So I would highly recommend that everybody print off the symptom list, keep it with you. Understand that if you are in a Wi-Fi house, if you are connected wirelessly, if you spend time in Wi-Fi hotspots, you are going to get sick. There is just absolutely no way about it. Some people will feel symptoms sooner than others, but because of the rollout of the 5G network and now all of the additional space-based weapons, and then, of course, the additional water meter wireless frequencies that are going to just go pell-mell through all of our communities, there will really be little escape if you are not aware and you provide some relief for your body so that you can recover from all of the frequencies that we're being assaulted with. The frequencies are involved with, of course, autism as well as vaccinations are, ADHD, increased violent behavior, and it's a form of psychotronic weapons system for mind control. And we've interviewed many, many targeted individuals on various shows. We have quite a bit of information up on stopthecrime.net about targeted individuals. If you have not heard of that before, you now have, and you need to look into it, because we're all being targeted by various degrees of others, by deep, dark black ops agencies, boots on the ground in our streets and in our communities. And so I would recommend everybody listen to YouTube. It's entitled My Experience as a Targeted Individual. My Experience as a Targeted Individual. Listen to part 1 and 3. The gentleman's name, it was Myron May, M-Y-R-O-N-M-A-Y, an accomplished, educated businessman in Florida that could no longer take the kind of torture and brutality that was being done to him by gang stalkers and the use of directed energy weapons. And this is happening to millions of people throughout the world. If you've not heard about this, again, you need to, because we're all being targeted now through the triangulation of the smart grids. Your cell phones are a weapon. I have a YouTube up called Cooking of Humanity, where we interviewed Barry Trower from the UK, who is a globally recognized expert on microwave warfare. So, Chris, I want to jump into some other aspects of the assaults, but I want to describe what America is going to look like if their plans succeed. And they are in the process of implementing these plans. And you said it looked like in the beginning of our talk that things are escalating.
Right.
Isn't that what you've observed? Well, of course they have. Yeah. Everyone, I think, is pretty much aware that things are escalating. They're, of course, calling it climate change. Understand it's a secret assault and weaponized system that is in place now. So from all of the documents that our research team has pulled together in the number of years that we've spent working on documents only, and I came from a very skeptical perspective here. When I was first told about some of these things, I ran for the hills and thought that person should be immediately put into a straitjacket and serve some time at a local mental hospital. Right. Well, I can only tell you that was how I first experienced the pushback from the idea of some of the things I heard. After I started looking into it and I took the walls down and my preconceived notions and realized the propaganda had worked, I started looking into it, and I can only say to you that I wished I had not lost so much time in being resistant to understanding reality. But now I've learned more, and I'm just conveying to everyone that's listening, don't waste time thinking that this cannot be true. Open up your minds. Your eyes are blind if the mind cannot see. Just remember that. And so moving fast forward, I'm going to paint a picture of all the technologies that we face as a country. But this is a worldwide attack. It's not just a California attack. It's not just an attack from where we recently saw the recent hurricanes, Michael and Florence. These are a variety of weaponized weather attacks on all levels. So let's talk about what the United States has planned. The climate change recent report that came out, and it just came out within the last few days, actually November 23rd of 2018, and they say it was a major scientific report issued by 13 federal agencies. And they talk about the urgency of reducing our reliance on fossil fuels and coal and ending that immediately. Well, first of all, it's important to understand that petroleum never did come from fossils, never came from dead dinosaurs or from plant material. That was a Rockefeller ingenious plot to keep the prices for oil high. And oil is a renewable, just like water. There's a very important YouTube, Origins of Oil. I would highly recommend everyone start peeling back the scientific fraud that has been sold to us, because all of the documents that I have researched continually talk about the need to reduce the use of fossil fuels. Right away, that's your key, your clue, that document is based on scientific fraud. They are, because of course climate change is what and has nothing at all to do with that. This is an enormous plot against humanity to reduce the populations enormously. So I can only say this is fully documented, and here's what a flyover of our country looks like if the plans go forward as they seem to be moving them now. First of all, our coastlines are under serious assault with storm surge and, as they also call it, sea level rise. Understand, there are technologies to create sea level and storm surge, just as there are technologies to change the weather overhead. That is what I discuss in detail in the YouTube. Coastlines under attack, storm surge artificially created. In that YouTube, you will see the effects of Operation SEAL, S-E-A-L, a project that was created in World War II. It was to create a 33-foot blast accelerator wave to hit the low-lying coastlines of Japan had either two of the nukes not gone off. Since then, we have the Russians that have created what is now a tsunami bomb, a 300-foot wave, they have been testing and creating weather weaponized wave events now since World War II. There's parts of the world that have had and are known for graveyard of ships because of their testing of wave abuse out in the high seas. So again, we look at what the United States is looking like. We're under heavy attack on the coastlines, a massive shore erosion here right now today. In Northern California, we are getting rain, which has snuffed out the fire that was burning in Paradise. But they're saying that we're now going to be experiencing storm surge and storm erosion on the Sonoma County coast of waves around 13 feet. They said stay away from the coast, shore erosion. We're not being let up from the weaponization of the events that are assaulting our country and other countries. So when you type in this, and I would certainly hope that all of you will, type in planned retreat coastlines. Coastlines, planned retreat, either way, type that in your search bar. You will see a cascade of areas around the world that people have had to relocate from low-lying coastal regions already. And you will also learn in the coastline under attack video that we have up that there are thousands of military operations, all branches, Navy, Air Force, all branches of the military that will be relocating to higher grounds. They are conducting war games around the coast. There's an advantage to relocating us from the coastlines, and that is because 70% of the global populations live on the coast. Why is that? Well, people generally feel better breathing the negative ions. So because all part of what we're experiencing is to reduce the oxygen in not only the air, but the water as well, moving us away from the oxygen literally denies us the levels that make us feel good, and we're less susceptible to mind control. We also are more clear thinking, and generally we're in better health. So by forcing interior relocation from the coastlines, we're going to be more susceptible to mind control. This is all part of the plan. Again, a massive chaos, disruption, relocation, forced relocation. And so you look at all of the coastlines under attack globally, not just around the perimeter of the United States. Look at the YouTube we have up, Cooking of Humanity, because I am sitting there interviewing Barry Trower holding a document that sadly we did not discuss in that interview. But that was a document dated 2012 from the whitehouse.gov website. And it was showing a map of the United States with frequencies around the coastline perimeter of the United States and the use of energy weapons around the perimeter of our country. So now you sort of heard the backstory. So watch Cooking of Humanity as well. Understand that our military, all branches, have been taken over by the controllers. And that includes all agencies. So let me paint a picture of what this looks like, given all the documents that tell us what you're going to hear me say now. So imagine a map of the United States. And imagine the coastlines are under attack. This is like a Normandy invasion without the gun firepower that was happening during the Normandy invasion. We are being attacked, and at the same time, we're being told to retreat, okay? When, again, I said type in coastlines, planned retreat, and you'll find that they're suggesting that people on low-lying areas move inland immediately. They're telling us in California that there will be billions of dollars of property value lost, as well as billions of dollars of business, fishery, and tourism is going to be hit massively. This pertains to all coastlines, not just along the northern Sonoma County coastline. So here we are, being attacked on our coastlines. The military bases are going to relocate. You're going to hear a discussion in our phony fiat government about the need for more money for the militaries. And you will not hear them discuss that they're planning to move to higher ground. Well, you might want to be thinking about what higher ground are they going to move to? In your backyard? Move you out? Thoughts to consider. But so here we are looking down at a map of the United States, the coastline's under attack. We have to look at every single operating department in every single state. That includes your schools, because the Common Core and the PSYOPs that are happening in schools, not teaching the kids about the reality of life, sending them out into a fake and phony reality where actually human labor will no longer be necessary as everything is becoming automated and replaced by robots. But think about your local city council meetings, your buildings, your all agency buildings. Think of them as wrecking balls. They're in your cities, and they are wrecking balls. They are destroying us from within, because they are all incorporated and they are pushing through UN policies of massive global destruction. These are policies for mass extinction. And this has been, we have been co-opted. We have people that work for these agencies pushing through these United Nations policies to reduce the usage of all resources. The requirement to reduce water is going to be met by gunpoint. We found some documents on the Department of Interior website, actually a map, and I have that up in some various YouTubes. I'd highly recommend you pay attention to our YouTubes. I cannot tell you everything in one interview that covers all of the documents that we discuss. I can tell you that, again, when you look from an aerial view of the map of the United States, again, the forced retreat off the coastlines, the military war games around the coastlines, relocating the military on the backs of our tax money, we can certainly see that we have an infrastructure on every level, not only the roads, but our gas lines, our bridges. Nothing has been kept up because those monies have been stolen for dark ops budgets, for deep underground bases, and of course the Skynet overhead and all of the programs that now are our demise.
Now, where do you think they're going with 5G? Is it just to enhance what they already have, or do they have more malevolent purposes for this, do you think?
Oh, it's not a question of what I think, it's what the documents tell us. The 5G will not allow us to survive. It's just an additional layer of frequencies that we will no longer function as people. And that is all part of a very stealth and slow genocide program. What the 5G originally was proposed to be was an interconnectivity in the smart cities, where they're building a number of and going to turn them into human settlement zones or cyber cages for whomever manages to survive in them. And everything will be mechanized. We will have electric vehicles on the perimeter of the smart cities for a while. Soon we will have autonomous vehicles that run on a computer. which is LIDAR-based, which has a 360-degree circumference of surveilling the surroundings, pulses out at a million times a second, and then the information's returned to the onboard computer. We do not survive this type of inundation of frequencies. We are frequencies as well. That is why the birds have fallen from the sky in many areas throughout the world, why we have seen fish swim on to the coast, and why we have die-off of coral reefs, why we have the starfish just turning into jello. We are all being cooked. We're all being cooked. One quick thing I just thought of right now, if you have an RFID chip in your animal, remove it. Get it removed. Your vet will likely not be willing to do that at first request, but I know people that have had their animals go into the vet, had their animal's teeth cleaned, and had the chip removed at the same time. That's a transponder and receiver. It's a cancer site in our animals. We love our animals. We will spend thousands of dollars if they get sick. This is another form of asset stripping. So I'm just going to throw some solutions along through this dreadful conversation that you're hearing me talk about, because it is dreadful. I wish there were another way around this conversation. I suffer, I have to admit, from truth trauma from time to time, and I probably more than from time to time on a fairly regular basis. So what do we need to do? We need to work on absorbing the level of assaults. People will not be able to come up with solutions unless they start to understand what some of the problems are. And everyone's solution will be different. The solutions will be based only upon what people understand the problem to be. So someone else may say, well, I'm just not going to drink the fluoride in the water supply, or I'm just not going to get vaccinated. That may be the extent of what they see the demonic forces in this world to be. They just may not understand global weaponized weather control, or the fact that we now have ocean acidification, which is the removal of oxygen, which is why we're seeing the oceans dying off. That has all been intentional as they heat everything up. But again, I reference the climate action plans in your town. Look and see what those climate action plans say. In the climate action plan of Butte County, where the town of Paradise was literally burned out of existence here in Northern California, I was looking at their climate action plan, and it said that they would have heat events, flooding, and wildfires. And it said that they needed to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. It gave the dates and the percentage of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. But then it said, it will not matter how much you reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. Climate change is going to occur regardless. So if you remember nothing else from what I'm telling you right now, the psyops in the media is saying that we've got to reduce our use of fossil fuels and coal to stop global warming and to slow down climate change. That is not true. The climate is being controlled. It has been weaponized. And there is absolutely no intention to change this. It will amp up. So some of the solutions are going to be to understand where you are geographically. You don't want to be anywhere near a wastewater treatment plant, because they use those as booby traps around the country, because when they cause flooding, they swamp out industrial tanks and water treatment plants, and that certainly causes more contamination of the groundwater supplies, as well as when we see flooding in cities and we know it's near a wastewater treatment plant. There's fecal matter into the drywall and so forth, and people literally are in trouble when they try to return to their homes, even if they're tearing walls out and trying to still make some use of a structure that has been compromised. Our water's contaminated, so understand if you can get to primary water, go to primarywater.org, primarywater.org. Understand what it means to get to primary water. If you are living in a rural country area and you have a well, you're going to need to have backup generators. We're recommending that people get additional water holding tanks, fill those holding tanks with additional water, have a solar backup generator possibility so that you can pump water out in the event you need to start wetting down the area around your home for fires, because fires are going to become nationwide, not just in California or Oregon or some of the other areas that we're seeing wildfires. It will become a nationwide situation. So you're going to have firefighting water on your property. Keeping in mind, we're on our own. We have been psyopsed. The help that we would normally pick up the phone and dial for in fires, there is no phone coverage. We're being told here in California that our utility companies will de-energize the lines so that they're not responsible for any sparking of additional fires, which means cutting off the power. We had some people die in their garages here in October of 2017, sadly, because they had no power in their home and they didn't know how to get out of their garage. So be thinking in advance of being in situations that you are not normally in, what it might look like if you drove out through your garage door, if you couldn't open it, just slam on your reverse and get out of there. Think in terms of having a bug out if you're in a fire prone area, bug out bag with your important documents, and be ready to run, because that's what was experienced here in Northern California. People in many instances had minutes to flee their homes at 1:30 in the morning. Many people ran out in their night clothes, and many people lost all their documentation, insurance policies, very difficult to get down the road, identification, driver's licenses, etc. So have a bug out bag, have what you need. If you've got to grab and run, that is extremely, extremely important. Spend some time on prepping. Go to some various prep sites and look and see what other people recommend. You'll gain quite a bit of information. Share this with others and help your neighbors survive this assault that none of us ever gambled for. None of us ever could have imagined that we would be living in a time such as this. But this is happening. This is real. This is war. This is a war in a way that we could never have anticipated. And sadly, there are very, very few people that recognize the enormity of what we face, because people, by and large, are good and decent, cannot imagine that we would have a government that is set to destroy all that is good and decent, set to destroy it all from within. So again, I would look at a variety of ways that you can survive. Link together, start having meetups, going over some of the information that you're hearing me talk about, water supply, food supply, bug out bags. Find out, again, I can't underscore it enough, what your weather events are proposed in your area. Heat events are going to become an enormous problem. People will be dying, particularly the young and the elderly, as they start to heat up certain cities. They've said something very interesting, and it's noteworthy. They're saying in San Francisco, that is known for its comfortable climate, it's on the ocean, that in the future, San Francisco will be heating up and will have heat events. And because there is little air conditioning there, because people have never needed air conditioning, there will be increased deaths due to the heat. But they're saying this, that the heat will not necessarily be shown on a thermometer, which of course begs, there have been thoughts and discussions about how they could use microwaves individually in homes on people to heat them up so that they would not have to use an HVAC system, heat and air conditioning system. Also understand what we're going through here in Northern California with the rebuilding of the homes that were destroyed. The homes are being rebuilt now with the request to not build any gas connections in the new homes, all electric. Now, we have been talking about this for years. We have a link on stopthecrime.net called Kiss Your Gas Goodbye. This is another way in which they are reducing our access to resources and limiting it to the tight controlled smart metered reading of electricity. Now, we're going to find that wind and solar is not reliable. It isn't because the weather is controlled. There was an enormous solar plant built just outside of Las Vegas. And the engineers did not calc the overhead aerial chemtrailing as being a part of the reason that there would be a deficit in the solar production. And so it greatly underperformed. So if you are putting in solar, beef it up beyond what your engineering calcs are telling you to deploy your solar for. Just keep in mind, they are not being told about the interference with increased a reduction of sunlight, in other words, global dimming. They're uninformed. So beef that up if you're going solar. But what they're saying is that because solar and wind is not reliable, and they're saying that the geothermal plant offers 100% renewable energy, we're going to see many, many attempts to drill boreholes, which is here in Northern California, again, the largest geothermal plant in the world. What they're doing is they're injecting the boreholes from the sewer and urine water that they pump up from the wastewater treatment plant 40 miles in a series of booster pumps and piping that goes up into the hills. 40 miles from the sewer treatment plant up the hills into and injected into these boreholes that are causing earthquakes on a daily basis, as well as creating acid rain. And hydrogen sulfide is highly poisonous. You drop dead in a minute. It causes immediate suffocation. And so there are many consequences of the geothermal plants. We discovered a geothermal plant that was constructed in El Salvador. They moved 23 homeless families within 800 feet of a borehole without telling them they were actually going to test the health consequences of being near the gases that are coming out of these boreholes. Very, very toxic. Again, that is the intention by the World Bank. You can type in the World Bank and geothermal plants. You will find what I found, job offerings. You can earn between $25,000 and $100,000 a year by potentially being a geothermal plant operator in some capacity. So again, I invite you to take a look at that tour that we went on of the world's largest geothermal plants. You'll have an idea what that looks like and what it is and what it's going to mean for your future, particularly if it's in your backyard. And stay connected with like-minded friends. Keep learning about what your reality is. Do not be isolated. It's not wise to travel alone anymore great distances. Here in Northern California, we found that we had a police department patrolling remote areas along the Pacific Ocean outside of their jurisdiction and pulling over people and stealing their cash and their stash. And that is an area of transport from the Emerald Triangle, which is the Mendocino area that is known for growing quite a bit of marijuana. And the police have been robbing the marijuana and the cash from people. And there were a number of people who had the cards and were legitimately in possession of the marijuana, and they kicked up a huge opposition to what happened. You can type that in. You can type in steal marijuana and cash from Northern California, and you'll come up with the stories. The police, of course, have been dismissed. It has ended up that they're admitting to having stolen about $3 million. We of course, think it was much more money than that. But it's becoming increasingly dangerous to travel on the highways alone because we are in a police state. I recently returned from a trip to Cuba. The trip to Cuba demonstrated to me what we're going to look like in about 10 years when these plans continue to roll into place. What do I mean by that? Well, it's a societal experiment of urbanization. Cuba already has water rationing. The municipal water supply for the shabby houses that the Cubans live in is only turned on maybe an hour or two a day. They have cisterns on their roofs for gravity flow, and when the water's turned on, they put as much water into their cisterns that they can before the water's turned off again. In some instances, the water's off for many weeks. They have food rationing, severe food rationing. They have ration cards. They're only able to get a few goods every single month. It's not enough to feed one person for an entire month. That's why they live in small housing, a couple of bedrooms, one bathroom. You may have 10 or 15 family members living in a very tight place so that they can share, number one, the cost, but their food rationing cards as well. And very few cars. Most people walk. They'll ride on carts, horse-drawn carts. There are a lot of bicycles there. Again, that's where we're being pushed into, is to get out of our cars. Well, we saw that in Cuba. Of course, they had the old classic 1950s and 60s American cars there for taxis in Havana. You'll see them around Cuba. But the majority of people are walking or on bicycles. When asked what their main source of death was, they said it was heart disease and accidents. The combination and confusion that pedestrian mixed with bicycles, horse-drawn carts, and cars create on a mixed-use highway. That's what we're going into now with our smart streets in our cities, narrowing down our driving lanes, bringing in bicycle lanes. That's all happening now. That's all part of the UN Agenda 21 placement in our cities. Your cities are taking grants that are paying for this transformation in your cities. And there are groups that are financed by the money changers to help implement the takedown of our country and to enslave us within a 5-mile lifestyle where we live and work in the same place, where we're by transportation. And that is why they're building up now with very small footprints and rebuilds, because they want to take up less land. And I could go on and on, Chris. There's right. No end to this diabolical set of circumstances, but what would you like to talk about, and how much more time do we have?
Well, we're out of time, and like you said, there is tons of information that we could still talk about, so I'm going to have you come back on. I mean, all the information is there. That's what I love about what you do. You find the actual documentation that can prove what's actually going on. People can find this for themselves, you know, put their cognitive dissonance aside and actually look at the information being presented there. And that's the great thing that you do. But Deborah, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're definitely going to have you back on soon. And I'm going to put the links to as much of that information as I can in our description. And you have yourself a wonderful night.
And Chris, thank you. Everyone be safe. Study, understand your reality. Team up. Create a day that you live in every day. We're not promised tomorrow. We live today. Live in right conduct going forward. Do the next best right thing and understand reality and love your family and your friends and create community and stick together. Chris, I want to thank you so much for the work that you're doing on helping to get this kind of information out, and we'll stay in touch.
Yes, very good. You have a good night.